Well, first of all, let's clarify something here. Kevin tries to drape himself in the flag of democracy and human rights and all that stuff, but he's busy supporting dictatorships and terrorist groups all the time. That's how he makes his living. So he's the traitor in Britain, and then we have them in the United States also. He's clarifying what he means is he's referring to the republic, a dried out Republican or whatever he called me. I'm not a Republican. The fact is I'm an international analyst, and I can tell you right now, the United States position is yes, they probably would prefer that the Saudis were not overrun and taken over. But the fact of the matter is this is a war between the Shiites and the Sunnis, and the Shiites are represented by Iran. And Iran is equally culpable with the Houthis in trying to take over Yemen. The United States pulled its forces out of Yemen. They left their weapons behind, yet on top of it, which the Houthis took and are now using against the Saudis. He talked about the air campaign. There are Iranian pilots flying jets for the Houthis right now. So they have a dog in the fight also. It's pretty obvious to see, and it doesn't mean that I support these governments, because I find the fact that they are dictatorships reprehensible. But you have, again, you have the Pakistanis, you have the Egyptians, you have the Saudis, you have one part of the Muslim world, the Sunnis there, which feel threatened by Iran. Now, whether or not Iran wants to say they should feel threatened or not, that's another story. But
Iran doesn't feel threatened
Iran
at all. It's what's being portrayed in the media.
The
and Lee Kaplan, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but we need to clarify this, Kevin Avendon, through you, because this, again, sectarianism is being promoted through the statements of Lee Kaplan when there wasn't one in Yemen.
Yes.
And secondly, yes. How Iran poses a threat when it's the other way around, that these countries feel threatened by one reason or another because of Iran's influence. But Iran is standing behind the Houthis. So go ahead, if you can clarify that and give your explanation.
I'm glad you spotted that, because I'm sure that all of your viewers, or at least very many of them, will have done as well. What we've heard from Mr. Kaplan, and I'm asking viewers at this point to listen very carefully to this, is the standard Western Washington, London and Paris explanation to excuse all of the bloodshed that they have inflicted upon the Arab and Muslim region from Morocco to Mosul. And it is to say this is just the perennial, eternal war between Muslims. They don't actually know anything about the Battle of Karbala. They don't know anything about the history of Islam. This is a lie. And anybody who pretends to be, who puts themselves forward as an imam, as a mullah, as a preacher, who feeds into this sectarian Wahhabi takfiri lie about what is taking place, shame upon them, because they're playing the game of Washington. You just heard it. Neither you, nor anybody from Iran, nor even any Arab has said that this is to do with Sunni versus Shia on this program. What we have is a blowhard from Berkeley, who wouldn't know a Shia from a Sunni,
now
probably thinks it's something to do with Sunni and Shia.
All right,
you got your guns there. Go ahead, Lee Kaplan.
All right, now can I respond if Mr. Ovington wants to engage in ad hominem attacks? Mr. Ovington is part of a pro-communist organization called International Answer. He says he's part of the Respect Party in London, but he's part of the English version of International Answer, which actually wants to overthrow the democracies of the West and have a dictatorship of the proletariat. Part of that includes opposing anything that the Western democracies want and supporting the enemies of Western democracies.
And where are they?
That
includes
supporting
Iran. Where is this answer?
Let me talk.
Where is this
Kevin,
answer?
Kevin, let me talk. You're so full of baloney.
You're so full of baloney. I'm supposed to be a member of it. Where is this answer? Where is it? Where is this answer? That I'm a member of. Where is
International Answer? They don't call it International Answer in England. You're part of the Respect Party there.
Kevin,
you're part of the old Soviet Guard in the UK. You're against any democracies in the West. Anything that goes wrong, you blame it on the democracies in the West, and you support the most despotic regimes and the most violent, bloodthirsty terrorists
you're the one who invokes General Sisi as an alibi for the invasion of Yemen.
I don't know. You
invoked General Sisi. Is General Sisi a Democrat?
Again, the United States didn't.
Mr. Kaplan,
The United States.
Is General Sisi a Democrat?
Well, good. Lee Kaplan, answer him.
Is General Sisi a Democrat?
Please answer him.
Is General Sisi a Democrat?
Does he practice democracy as we do in the West? No, he doesn't.
In a coup against the elected government of Egypt, is he a Democrat?
That's right, and that elected government was the Muslim Brotherhood, which are terrorists. That was an election one time,
okay. and then no more. And the fact is, one government was elected. The replacement came to power.
Well, Kevin, would you rather have the Muslim Brotherhood?
Is that true?
Kevin, you're a Hamas lover. Would you rather have the Muslim Brotherhood in power?
I'm a consistent Democrat.
You don't want democracy. When the people of Palestine voted for Hamas in 2006,
I supported their choice.
Is Hamas your beloved Hamas a democracy?
When the people of Egypt voted for Mohamed Morsi, I supported their choice. You claim to be a Democrat, but you say that the people who should decide over Palestine are not the Palestinian people, whatever they vote, and the people who should decide the government of Egypt are not the Egyptians, whoever they vote.
Okay, I got a question.
I'm a Democrat. You're a tyrant.
I have a question for you, Lee Kaplan. Lee Kaplan, hold on. I need to ask you this, Lee Kaplan, because I know you're not a fan of Saudi Arabia, but maybe you could give us your explanation about why you formed DAFCA. And that was a more proactive movement that you formed against the Saudis' well-financed campaign against Israel. I'm quoting off the DAFCA page. It shows that you obviously were not a fan of Saudi Arabia.
That's right.
It shows that obviously you're a fan of democracy, something which Saudi Arabia is not. Now, how is it that the United States is actually behind such a move made by Saudi Arabia, unless then one deduction being perhaps it's the U.S. that initiated this war against Yemen through Saudi Arabia?
No, nonsense. Look, the fact of the matter is countries have to engage sometimes in strategic support in world affairs for their own self-defense. As you know, the Saudis have oil, which is a vital commodity to the West. And as you know, the Iranians and the West have not been getting along that well. And the fact is, yes, the United States has to do business with Saudi Arabia. Do I like Saudi Arabia personally? No. But I don't run the U.S. State Department, okay?
Very well. I got to give down the last question to Kevin Avendon. Kevin Avendon, what are we looking at with this war? How long is it going to go on for? 30 seconds, please.
Well, we just heard
I think it'll go on as long as...
We just heard the answer. Oil is much thicker and much more valuable than gallons and gallons of Arab blood. And that's how it's been since 1926 when the United States forged a very special alliance with the House of Saud. How long will it go on for? I think it will actually continue for quite some time. And I think it will continue, unfortunately, until the forces inside Yemen, in whom I have great trust, galvanize a national force which will kick out the Saudis, American influence, and will be able to lift the country, as has happened before when the whole of the Arab nation is lifted, for itself against imperialism. This has been the fate of Yemen. It was the fate of Yemen. It's why Yemen advanced under Nasser. It's why Yemen will rise again against foreign interference and on the basis of the common humanity and interests of the peoples of the Middle East. That's the future.
I have to respond to this. Let me thank our guests.
Member of the Respect Party leadership in Britain there, Kevin Avendon, talking to us from Athens. And thank you, Lee Kaplan, investigative journalist, talking to us from Berkeley. Thanks for tuning in to another edition of The Debate. For Mikhail Vitavoy and the entire team in the capital, Tehran, it's goodbye.